Indeed you are. Timmy Hall and Eric Reeser with you guys tonight. I'm going to go to the hotline right now. It is brought to you by Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems. Steven Means, had him on a few times now. We like him. He's from the Plain Dealer. Steven, what's going on tonight? Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, man. I'm just, you know, excited to have fans in Ohio Stadium once again. I mean, it's been a while since you've seen that place, at least with anybody outside of people working in it, you know?
I know, right? And something tells me that those 20,000 fans are going to sound like 60,000 fans, even for a practice, and that's going to be cool. But does your appreciation for having the fans back outweigh just getting to see three quarterbacks slinging the rock around tomorrow?
No, it doesn't. It can't, you know, because, I mean, this is why we're all here, right? We want to know who's going to be Justin Fields' successor. And obviously, we've gotten the chance to see them in practice, but that's a little bit more, you know, controlled. This is a different environment to see how these guys respond to throwing a pass in an actual live game for the first time inside Ohio State. And obviously they can't get hit, but this is the most live it's going to get, you know, until Oregon gets to town in September. So it's going to be exciting to see who is going to replace Justin Fields and see some of that battle take hold.
Steven Means, our guest here on the Buckeye Show, courtesy of the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Follow him on Twitter at Steven_Means. He writes for Cleveland.com. And just in looking at the team names, first off, Brutus and Buckeye, I thought was probably the most, it was an interesting way to separate all of these guys. And it wasn't like the traditional draft that we're used to where the veterans get to pick the teams. But seeing that, you know, CJ Stroud on Team Brutus, Jack Miller on Team Buckeye, to me said that the coaches really don't have a clear-cut idea of who's going to be that starter week one against Minnesota in August. Do you think after everything's said and done tomorrow at the Horseshoe that there's going to be any clear of a picture, at least in your mind?
Yeah, for a start, I don't think it matters what team the quarterbacks are on, to be out. They're in black jerseys, and they're going to be moving them all over the place. As you can see, Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson are on different sides, and they'll probably play for 4 minutes, and then we won't see them again until September, which is pretty normal. I think what can happen, though, is let's just be honest here. Everybody thinks C.J. Stroud is going to win this job, right? So he's not going to win the job in the coach's eyes, but from a fan's perspective, sort of like Dwayne Haskins in 2018, if C.J. Stroud goes out here and let's just say he's 15 of 18 for 216 yards and three touchdowns, fans are going to be like, oh, that's our quarterback. It's over. I don't care what Ryan Day says. C.J. Stroud is going to be the starting quarterback when they play Minnesota in September. That can happen for C.J. because of the momentum that's already been built from his recruiting days to the fact that the two times Justin got knocked out of the game, C.J. came in and took a snap and handed the ball off. But that, for fans, that can happen. Or it can go the other way, where if Kyle McCord or Jack Miller has that exact same stat line, while C.J. Stroud, let's just say, is 5 for 18 for 76 yards and throws four picks, C.J. Stroud won't be out of it. It'll just be, okay, the battle is truly on, and we really do have a three-way battle. So we'll either come out of this with fans thinking C.J. Stroud's the clear quarterback, or we're going to think, oh, Jack Miller and Kyle McCord have made things interesting.
You know, Steven Means is with us, and can we agree, and for you too, Eric, it's not nothing. Like, we can make too much out of a spring game, but I don't want to sit here and say that it's not anything at all, even with quarterbacks wearing black jerseys, because my point is this job is going to be won in practice. So every single one of these matters, and just the simple fact of getting a guy, getting to see what his drop back looks like, how he scans the field, what his mechanics are. It's about touch and accuracy, is it not? Like, that's playing the quarterback position, how you can sail a football with, you know, some fans in a large stadium, too. That's sort of like it. So I do think it matters a little bit, like, who goes out there and shines the brightest tomorrow. That's all I'm trying to say. Do you agree to that, at least, Steven?
No, I agree. You're right. They're going to win in practice. And for all intents and purposes, this is a 15th practice. We just get to watch it as a community instead of them being behind closed doors. It does matter. And the reason why this is important is you do get to see, okay, who's been developing over the last 3 months since you guys have been in a hiatus and we saw you last against Alabama. That's the quarterback situation. But also everywhere else, okay, what's the wide receiver room look like other than Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave? who's replacing Sean Wade in the secondary? Who's replacing Jonathan Cooper behind just Tyreek Smith and Zach Harrison?
Yes.
Who's replacing Tommy Togiai? Who are the linebackers? Nobody knows who those guys are right now. So, yes, it matters. It's just you have to take everything within context. But still, all of this matters because as a fan base, this is the first time you get to see this team.
And it's been a while since fans have been able to watch the Buckeyes play in the Horseshoe. And it's been a while since players have gotten to see fans at the Horseshoe, watch them play football or at least practice football in whatever form they get it. I think it's big for everybody. And I want to shift to Justin Fields. So the guys playing quarterback tomorrow, they're going to be trying to fill the shoes left by Justin Fields. Some pretty big shoes to fill. And your piece up on Cleveland.com right now: can Justin Fields validate Ryan Day's reputation as a quarterback guru at the NFL level for Ohio State recruits? Is fascinating. I think the NFL has just got a serious problem with evaluating the quarterbacks. I mean, we've seen it forever. I'm a Browns fan, so I understand that. I think it's systemic with the NFL, and Fields does have, I think, the chance to really do that, to absolutely validate Ryan Day's reputation as a quarterback guru. And even though I think it's nonsense, he has a chance to validate Ohio State and quarterbacks to where it's mostly fans. But when you talk about, he played quarterback at Ohio State, that guy's not going to do it at an NFL level. Do you think Fields sees all of this and understands just exactly how big of a chance he's got, regardless of where he's taken? What would it be, 2 weeks from yesterday?
Yeah, I think he understands it, right? I mean, you can't say a quote like that. Like, I get it. A quote like that and not get it.
Right.
I just think he doesn't care because he's right. He's not Dwayne Haskins. He's not JT Barrett. He's not Terrell Pryor, Cardale Jones, whoever else you want to throw in there. I mean, Joe Germain, whoever. He's not those guys for a lot of different reasons. But the most important is he's just the most talented quarterback we've ever seen here. So you have to change your expectations with him. But he and Dwayne are just the most important quarterbacks Ohio State's had here for a while because of what – first of all, watching Dwayne Haskins throw – well, I'm thinking about basketball. Watching Dwayne Haskins throw 50 touchdown passes changed the landscape here, right? Because Justin Fields watched that while he was still in Georgia and said, that's the man I want to learn from because he just put my friend in a position to throw 50 touchdown passes. It's why we have a three-man quarterback battle right now. If Dwayne doesn't do that, that doesn't happen. But Justin Fields made it so, okay, it's not a fluke, right? It's not just, Dwayne was that good. No. Ryan Day's that good of a developer at the college level. Now, Dwayne and the decisions he's made at the NFL level, that's an adult at that point, and he made bad choices, but that's on him. But because of the reputation of the Ohio State quarterback, now we're seeing some of that being falling on Justin Fields' lap. Whether he cares about it or not, it exists. So what he can go do in there is whether he's the fourth pick, the 15th pick, or the fourth round pick as some random scout wanted him to be, which is ridiculous in my mind. Wherever he ends up, just be awesome. Be Justin Fields. Be the best version of yourself, which I think we all agree he can be. And what that does is, I mean, Ohio State's already getting elite quarterback play, but that's just going to enhance it because it's like, you can come to Ohio State, be a Heisman Trophy finalist every single year of your career, legitimately and not just in the way you're viewed. And then you go to the NFL and you're an all-pro quarterback. What better route would any quarterback
right?
want than that?
Yep. It's a great question that you brought up and wrote about with Justin Fields and can he be the guy, the QB in the NFL for the Buckeyes, finally. I mean, I'm heartbroken that it wasn't Dwayne Haskins. And maybe he still can rebound and be a guy, and there's more coming, I think, is the point. You don't need it to win and dominate in college football. Clearly, it's different games, it's different levels. It's just you chalk it up to one of those weird things that how can you be so good and be this great at football and never have a QB go on and not even dominate, we're not asking, just hold down a starting gig at the NFL level. It's like you brought up, you got to go back to Schleister to find somebody. And he wasn't even it. He wasn't even the guy. Isn't it, I'm blanking on our guy. Like, who would be our best NFL quarterback with the longest run?
Mm.
Is it? The fact that I can't even remember this. Reeser, he played for the Browns a little bit, didn't he? Steelers, played for the Steelers, had a couple years as a starter there. That's really it. That's really it. And I know Twitter is going to be going crazy right now. But, Steven, last thing that you really pulled from the rosters that came out, noticing the bullet position was something for me. What else are you looking at for tomorrow real quick?
I mean, the bullet's the most important thing, right? We've been talking about it for 2 years and haven't seen it. And this is it's one thing for them to talk about it It's another thing for us to go to practice and see Craig Young, you know, a linebacker working with the safeties. It's a whole nother conversation when there are multiple people on the rosters where that's their position name. That's a real thing now because, I mean, obviously Michigan – I'm sorry, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that word on the Buckeye show, but here I go. Obviously, they've got the Viper.
Yeah, it's
Notre Dame's got the Rover. Alabama's got the Star. And those are actual positions. They aren't just terminology used within their position groups. That's actually what they call those things. So if Ohio State's actually going to have a position within the depth chart called the Bullet, now we can get excited about it and be a little bit more interesting on what that means for Craig Young. So obviously that's the main focus that anybody's going to be looking at. But then also, I'm the biggest advocate for Garrett Wilson. If you listen to Buckeye Talk, everybody knows that. I don't care about him on Saturday. I don't care about Chris Olave
either.
I'm with you. I care about every wide receiver, not named those two, because they're going to have 1,000 yards each next season. But who's the third? Who can be the John Metchie to those two guys is Jalen Waddle and Devonta Smith.
Steven, I promised all of you fine Buckeye fans, I didn't even look at Twitter yet to see what you were yelling at me. Mike Tomczak was the name that slipped me. Nah. Mike Tomczak is our guy. He's the one. And it was 88 touchdowns, 106 picks, 16,000 yards, with a lifetime quarterback rating of 68.9. Ugh. 73 starts, though. Like, that's the guy. That's the quarterback play. So we'd like to go a little bit north of that. But, Steven, always appreciate your time, man. Thanks for coming on a Friday here. I know late in the 6 o'clock hour, it's weekend time. So thanks a lot, man. Have a good one.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
There you go, Steven Means from the Plain Dealer. And speaking of this time on a Friday.